It is 10 minutes before 8. Also tonight, we look into the state of MEGA, Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency. The Democratic Alliance alleges that there is a cartel looting the provincial purse through this agency tasked to grow our economy. And this evening, I'm joined to speak more on this. Is the CEO of MEGA, Ubabu Isaac Mahlangu, joins us now on the line. But Mahlangu, good evening. Thank you so much for having joined us.
Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
But Mahlangu, when you look at the state of the agency that is tasked to grow our economy here in the province, you know, how would you best categorize it, and what would you say is the current state of MEGA? Is MEGA meeting its mandate as it is prescribed?
Yes, we do, and thank you for the opportunity. No, we do. We are an organization task. There are quite a number of things that we have been doing, and there's still more to do. I can state a few for that matter, those that we have achieved. I think the first one was to ascertain that we, uplift the morale of our employees by removing them in something called the pool, which was a ticket to retrenchment. For the lessons that agreed that, we also vigorously defended our shareholding in what was in Nkomati Anthracite, and we are now in a company that is listed in the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And of course, we've just gotten a qualified opinion, and we believe that we're getting somewhere. There's still more to be done. So we have been in the fresh produce market, so we have the head office, we have Ekangastria, we have other factories in Hartsband, and the larger parts of Ngangala district. And we believe we're up to the task.
I suppose it is reported that the agency is running on a loss. You know, the question there, I suppose, I'd pose to you is, what sort of interventions are employed to salvage the financial status? I mean, you yourself have just cited now that you got a qualified report as far as the audits are concerned.
Unqualified.
Yes, unqualified. Excuse me there. I suppose I was just elevating the agency, but I suppose, an unqualified report as far as the audits. I mean, what is being done to somewhat salvage the financial status of this agency?
Well, you audit the grammar. Unqualified means you are doing well.
Okay,
To be qualified means you are not doing well.
Yes. Okay, sure.
AFS has been found to be somewhat in order. Look, with regard to the question of the undercapitalization of the organization of the agency, we have put a few systems in order. We've composed a panel of fundraisers, and we are tasking them to do some external source some external funds for ourselves, and I think we are going to get somewhere. It looks hopeful. We recall that we are a Schedule 3D agency, and therefore we need to do to be self-sustainable. So that is what we are trying to get into. It's not that easy. We inherited quite a number of agencies that were merged together 10 years ago, and that process has almost been completed now. And we are hopeful that in a year or so time, we will be standing on our own without provincial fiscus.
If you just joining the conversation, I'm chatting to the CEO of MEGA, Ubabu Isaac Mahlangu, who is my guest this evening. We're looking at the state of the Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency, that is MEGA, tasked to grow the economy of Mpumalanga. Ubabu Mahlangu, he's the CEO there of that agency. He's spearheading that ship there. But Mahlangu, let's talk about, the tender process, that the Democratic Alliance alleges that there's somewhat, irregularities there. I mean, with your understanding, is there any irregularity in the process of how the tender has been?
We are not aware of any irregularities, but look, the matter in that statement, they were announcing that they are getting to the public protector. So the matter is before the public protector, who will ventilate and tender our evidence there and indicate that we believe everything is above board. So with regard to cartels and abuse of dominance, I think that is well covered in the competition law, the framework of our country, and Competition Commission does deal with those things. As MEGA, we do not have companies, so we are incapable of creating a cartel.
Yeah.
But since the matter, since the matter is before the public protector, we will be able to, as I said, you know, turn our evidence there, and we're confident that we will come out. It's not the first time anyway that the public protector will be investigating ourselves. We are always open to that. It's not only the public protector, by the way, who has been investigating us. The SIU has been with us at some stage, and we've always come out tops. We believe that there are our books are in order. The only ones that we have problems with is those that, like our loan book, we're trying to clean it up and we're getting somewhere. Our infrastructure investment book is also not in good state, as we have properties that have been, you know, inherited from the homeland regimes. And we're also alive to that. We appreciate the ship that we are piloting.
Yeah. Just maybe on that part, before I let it go, but Mashango, also part of the allegations is that these companies that awarded this tender are not companies that are from the province. Is that at any point a concern for the agency that you award companies outside the province to tender for an agency that is tasked to somewhat grow the economy but also stimulate the businesses here in the province?
Well, look, let's start here. I do appreciate the fact that we can be very regionalistic at some stage, but of course we're operating in a country. You should also be able to be aware that you do have citizen inhabitants of the province of Mpumalanga who are employed elsewhere. But I have not put applied my mind on the address of that matter. Remember, this is a project or a tender that took place in 2017. So whether the specs were saying you should specifically be from the province or not, they will be able to respond to that when we get to the public protector so that we can see if in the event we were outside the province, what legal offense we committed in relation to that.
Yeah.
But those are things that we'll be able to deal with as we proceed.
But Mashango, also the other part is that the Mpumalanga Youth Development Fund is disbursed by the agency. Talk us through just the status there. How many of those disbursements, you know, in this round have been completed? And on the coming round, you know, how many businesses are we anticipating to benefit from the fund?
Well, look, I can only give you the finances that we have already dispersed thus far. But before I get to that, with regard to this issue of Mpumalanga Youth Development Agency, this is one of our, one of the projects that we have handled with competence and diligence. So far, the project is above board. Well, what we are doing, the aim is to ascertain, and maybe also to respond to the earlier question that, or at least to club it together. This time we are specific on the location of the company. If your company is based in the province, it will then be given preference. But what we have done is based so far by the end of 31st of July this year, it's amounting to 1.9 million. We overall have the total disbursement of 68.4 million, which translates to 83.2% of the approved MYDF funds of 81.95 million. But with regard to the companies, they will be able to provide that in the event they are required. I just have the financials at this stage.
But Mashango, it's not a problem. We'll definitely do visit your offices just to see, how many of those businesses have benefited in that fund. But nonetheless, we really appreciate you availing yourself and just being frank with us with the status of the agency. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much for affording us this opportunity to probe and just to ask some of these questions there. We really appreciate you availing yourself for your time.
Well, thank you for giving us this opportunity. I think we really appreciate it also ourselves. We do not like this noise. We think it is a sound of foreign.